It's 6:45, your morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. Let's start with news from men's college basketball. A last-second acrobatic shot by Nate Pryor gave the NMSU Aggies a victory over in-state rival University of New Mexico Lobos. The Aggies won a wild overtime game, 78-76. Teddy Allen finished with 20 points and 11 rebounds for the Aggies, his first career double-double. Time now for the Tuesday Health Watch. With COVID-19 cases rising in the region, we get an update from Dr. Edward Michelson, Chair of Emergency Medicine at Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center in El Paso. I talked with Dr. Michelson for the latest on the coronavirus. Dr. Michelson, thank you so much for joining us. How are COVID-19 numbers looking in El Paso right now as we move towards the end of the year holidays?
Well, thanks very much for having me back, Anthony. It's good to speak with you, and happy holidays. Unfortunately, COVID numbers are going up in the borderland at a concerning rate. We've had over 18% positivity rate in our community now for over 2 weeks, going on three. And these were the types of positivity rates we saw a year ago when our cases were absolutely surging. So it is an item of concern.
Do we have an idea of what is causing this surge with COVID-19 cases?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, especially as I look across the rest of Texas. The rest of the state is not seeing the increase in number of cases and number of hospitalizations that we have here in El Paso. I just was looking at the data this morning, and over the last roughly 6 or 8 weeks, numbers of COVID patients in Texas hospitals, excluding El Paso County, have actually gone down by about 250, and the number in ICUs have also gone down another 100. In that same period of time, we have tripled the number of cases of patients with COVID-19 in the hospital here in El Paso. Donna Ana County is having a similar problem as well, with the hospitals in Las Cruces being really heavily overrun with COVID cases. So the real question is, what's going on? What is different about our borderland region than the rest of the state? And I don't know if I have the exact answer, but I have a couple of ideas.
Okay, we'd like to hear.
Well, we took pride in the fact this summer that while the rest of the state was experiencing a wave of cases, we saw minimal increases here in El Paso. At that time, I attributed this success, or relative success, to the fact that we had really done such a great job of getting our community vaccinated. Today, that success continues. We are at about 71% of all individuals over the age of 5, and that's individuals who can receive the vaccine, 5 and up. About 71% are fully vaccinated. Compare that to the rest of Texas, which is only at about 60%. We continue to do better than the rest of the state. So why is it that we're now seeing more cases? And I think one possible explanation could be the fact that many of our citizens got their vaccines early in the game. El Pasoans were quick to take on signing up for their vaccines and getting jabs in their arms last spring. And we now have some evidence that antibody levels decline over time. And after about 6 to 7 months, the antibody levels produced by vaccines, by being fully vaccinated, drop off and perhaps make us more vulnerable to getting infected again. So this could possibly explain why here in El Paso we're seeing a rise in cases. If many people who got their vaccinations last February and early March have now hit that 6-month mark and have declining levels.
Health officials have encouraged getting a booster shot for those who are eligible. Are we seeing the numbers of folks getting booster shots like we saw earlier this year with people getting their initial vaccine?
So the answer is there's been good uptake of booster shots, and I highly recommend individuals who are out 6 months or longer go ahead and get their booster. We now know that you can also mix and match. So if you got Moderna for your first two shots, it's perfectly acceptable to get Pfizer and vice versa. For the small number of people in our community who got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which at the time was considered one and done, you definitely need to get at least a second dose of J&J or switch over to getting a Pfizer or Moderna. But we do have some evidence that getting the booster tremendously increases your antibody levels, and I think that is going to be the best pathway out of the current issue with the rise in cases.
Dr. Edward Michelson is professor and chairman of the Department of Emergency Medicine at Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center in El Paso. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Michelson.
Thank you, Anthony, and have a wonderful holiday.
At our website, krwg.org, you can listen to the full interview with Dr. Edward Michelson, Chair of Emergency Medicine at Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center in El Paso. You can listen as Dr. Michelson shares more about a grant awarded to the school from the National Institutes of Health to study COVID-19 treatments, and he also shares his thoughts on what to expect with the Omicron variant.